This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will begin a two-day visit to Kuala Lumpur today. The two sides will review the entire gamut of ties, including deepening their comprehensive strategic partnership. India's High Commissioner to Malaysia, Bien Reddy, said, discussions between the two sides will focus on strengthening cooperation across key areas, including trade and economy, emerging technologies, energy and education, as both sides look to expanding engagement beyond traditional sectors. More from our correspondent.
Tomorrow's engagements will be the Prime Minister's interaction with the Indian diaspora. Salamat Datang Modiji, an event expected to draw around 15,000 people, is all set to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi with great pomp and show. From fusion and LED dance performances to singing programs, the event will be a major cultural showcase at the Mines International Exhibition and Convention Center organized by the Indian diaspora, the third largest in the world and home to the second largest PIO community globally. Delegation-level talks and the exchange of memoranda of understanding are scheduled to follow on Sunday. Durgesh Bhadauria, Akashvani News, Kuala Lumpur.
India has condemned the bombing at an Islamabad mosque and condoled the loss of lives. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry termed it unfortunate that Pakistan is choosing to delude itself by blaming others for its homegrown ills instead of seriously addressing the problems plaguing its social fabric. The ministry said India rejects any such baseless and pointless allegations. 31 people were killed and 170 injured in a suicide attack at a Shia religious centre in the capital Islamabad yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the Grand Tribal Cultural Festival, Bastar Pandum 2026, in Jagdalpur, Chhattisgarh today. Widely regarded as the cultural confluence of tribal heritage, the divisional-level Bastar Pandum will continue until February the 9th. This three-day celebration of the tribal community showcases the lifestyle, beliefs, customs and rich cultural legacy of indigenous communities. Senior officials from the United States and Iran held indirect talks in Oman yesterday, marking the first formal discussions between the two adversaries since U.S. military strikes targeted Iranian nuclear facilities last year. The negotiations, mediated by Oman's foreign minister, Badr al-Busaidi, took place in the Omani capital of Muscat. Iranian foreign minister Abbas Araghchi described the session as a good start and a very good beginning, noting a mutual willingness to continue the dialogue. While no major breakthroughs were announced, both sides expressed openness to further rounds, with the Omani foreign ministry confirming the discussions were serious. India have clinched the Under-19 Cricket World Cup title for a record sixth time, beating England by 100 runs in the final match in Harare, Zimbabwe last evening. After winning the toss and opting to bat first, India were propelled by a stunning record-breaking masterclass from Vaibhav Suryavanshi, who scored 175 off just 80 balls. Skipper Ayush Mhatre contributed a crucial 53, while Abhigyan Kundu added 40, guiding India to a massive total of 411 for 9 in the stipulated 50 overs. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Indian cricket team for winning the Under-19 ICC Men's World Cup 2026. In a social media post, President Murmu congratulated the team for winning the title for a record sixth time and remaining undefeated throughout the tournament. The president noted that the team made the country proud with its dominant performance. The ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, kickstarts today. The month-long tournament will run until the 8th of March, featuring 20 international teams competing across 55 matches at venues spread across both countries. Three matches are scheduled for today. The opening match will be played at the Sinhalese Sports Club in Colombo, where Pakistan will take on the Netherlands at 11 a.m. IST. The second match will be played between the West Indies and Scotland at Eden Gardens, Kolkata at 3 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.